People who don't fit the emergency criteria will have to wait longer for help. That means a lot of Alaskans are dealing with the daily work of caring for ill family members. APRN's Lori Townsend visited one Anchorage man looking after his wife and has this story.
That's Jenny and I up there in our high school graduation pictures. So it's the beginning on it, and then from there we went, you know.
Jim and Virginia Ginny Clark have been married for 46 years. They have 6 children, 24 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. Their big, inviting house is a shrine to a happy, robust life filled with love and family.
These are our children over here, 6 of them, and that's our youngest one down there. We have a grandson that he just left to go to as an exchange student.
Pictures crowd the walls in a big dining room with a long table and plenty of chairs tucked under to accommodate family, friends, and whoever else might tag along at mealtime. Jim is 78, retired from construction, and Ginny, 77, retired from Xerox, and then worked in the hotel industry in Anchorage, quickly becoming a top-notch employee.
People dearly loved her in that place. She was voted Employee of the Year for 5 years in a row, and that's all the hotels in Alaska.
But in 2006, a cloud settled over their good life of watching grandkids at Valley baseball games and weekend camping trips. Ginny found out she had Alzheimer's disease. Jim says her mother, sister, and another relative had also suffered with it, so they talked freely about what it could mean in the early days after her diagnosis. They told her employer, and things went okay for a while.
And then I went in serial one day, and they told me that they were having some problems, so we just terminated. And they give her a big party, and her boss at the party made the statement that if Jenny, if all the cards that were sent in on her, with her, for her, they could paper the whole hotel with those things. So that was quite a thing, you know. But she's went downhill since then. And
now Jim spends his days watching her every move. He says he's worried she'll turn on the stove or try to help by putting away the clean dishes.
You never know where to find things after that, you know. She just doesn't know how to do anything anymore, that's all. It's unfortunate, but that's life. She tries, but you can tell it in her eyes when she realizes that she can't do some of these things, and that's kind of heartbreaking.
Jim says as things went downhill, he knew he needed help for both his wife and himself as he dealt with the steadily increasing demands of caring for her. He applied to the Medicaid program in June.
And we got all that accomplished. And we were approved, and then we got notification that the state had canceled any new on the 29th, so we missed it by 2 days, but that's life. That's the way things happen.
He says the people at the Daybreak Adult Center have been a great source of support for both of them, and his children and grandchildren all chip in. But it's hard and getting harder as he waits to get financial and physical help for his wife. But he doesn't like to dwell on the difficulty. He says Ginny has lucid times, and in those moments, they have humor to help them.
You know, she would say, "Oh, you know, my husband Jim would really like this when we're out someplace or something." And I said, "Yeah, honey, I really do." And she'll look at me and say, "Oh, yeah." You know, so it's, you know, it's and she's got a great sense of humor. She really does.
He says they still dance in the living room when the Lawrence Welk show is on, and she still knows her children and grandchildren. But she tires easily, and Jim says as her condition has deteriorated, she sleeps a lot more and goes to bed early.
And so that gives me the evening, too, by myself, and I read a lot. You know, I go through at least a book a week, sometimes two, and I do that as an escape. You know, you just pull a curtain around you and forget the world.
Jim says when he gets down, he sees others in a support group that he attends who have it much worse, folks caring for wives or husbands who become violent and hurt themselves or others. He says waiting for answers from the state is frustrating.
Nobody seems to be able to give you a date, and who knows when it's going to be fixed. You know, I don't know whether it's going to be a month, 2 months, or what, so You just kind of have to muddle through until that happens.
The state is making progress. 8 new assessors have been hired to help plow through the backlog of people like Jim and Ginny Clark waiting for help. There is no timetable for when the federal government may lift the ban on the Medicaid program, but state officials with the Division of Senior and Disability Services say they will submit a corrective action plan on September 3rd. In Anchorage, I'm Lori Townsend.